which is the traditional start of summer, and it really will feel like that, at least in northern Michigan, the UP and northern lower Michigan, where they are reopening this week. Here to talk a little bit more about what that's going to look and feel like is the Vice President of Travel Michigan, Dave Lorenz. Dave, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Paul. Yes, it is, it's kind of a sad Memorial Day weekend for us to some degree, because we're not going to be traveling like we normally would, but we still have opportunities to be, together with our closest family and friends and socially distance and do all those things, and maybe use this Memorial Day weekend as it was intended to be used, and take some time off to remember those people who have given their lives in our service, and some of those people are dealing with this COVID situation. So that's what I'm planning to do this weekend.
Absolutely. So we're not just saying there is no tourism, it doesn't exist this year. I think last time we talked about, traveling within the state of Michigan instead of traveling out of Michigan. What does the tourism forecast look like for Michigan for summer 2020?
Well, it's interesting, Paul. I think that as soon as we are going to be allowed to travel, because that will happen and it's going to happen pretty soon, you're going to see a really big restart, or maybe start, of the season, and we're going to start to travel. I, for instance, have already made bookings in June up in Mackinac Island. I'm heading up to the UP later on. I have a whole bunch of use it or lose it vacation time to use up. And the interesting thing is, we're going to have to do it in a different way. We'll have to pay attention to all the social distancing things. When we're inside restaurants and retail and whatever, we'll have to wear face masks for a while. All that stuff will happen. But we're going to still get out there. The pent-up demand to travel is huge right now. It's always that way about this time for Michiganders, because we're a four-season state, and this winter seemed to have never ended. But now that the warm weather is here, as soon as we're allowed to travel, I believe we're going to have a huge season from in-state residents doing their in-statecations, and I really think that if you're not using this time to go to Michigan.org and do some research for your trip planning and then making bookings right now, it's a mistake. You should do it right now, because it's going to be a busy season, Paul. Very busy.
I think you're absolutely right. I looked maybe a month or even two ago, like fairly early on in this, I was starting to think about if we are allowed to travel, this summer, if we can go somewhere in Michigan. And, I didn't pull the trigger on booking anything because there were just too many question marks. But now I think a lot of these places are allowing booking. They're accepting it. And people, like you said, there is this pent-up demand. We want to get out of town. We want to get out of the house and do something.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. Well, in fact, I had actually made arrangements to go to the UP this weekend, because I was just thinking, you know what? I think we're probably going to start to travel. I was wrong, so I just called the hotel and just said, hey, can't get there yet. Can we extend it a little bit longer? They said, absolutely, no problem. We just moved the date into July in this case. But I bet by, at the very latest, we don't know, because we don't have a crystal ball. We don't know how those numbers are going to show. And they are using data to make these decisions, and I applaud them for that. But I would bet by mid-June, I think it's safe back to start making your bookings, as I already have for Mackinac Island. So do it now. You don't want to be, especially after we've been kept in our houses all this time, you don't want to miss out on that time. You want to have traveling Michigan a little bit later on this season. One thing that will happen, we know that people are going to be traveling later into the season, into fall. It's going to be the new summer, especially since many of us might be still teaching our kids. We don't know what's going to happen with school next fall yet. So if kids aren't allowed to go back to a physical school at that time, there are going to be new opportunities for families to travel into the fall and then still do all their classroom assignments and such while they travel, and use travel as an educational experience too. So make those bookings.
Absolutely. That's one advantage of working from home. I'm finding a lot of people that have that flexibility are still working their regular work schedule, such as it is, but they're doing so from their cottage up north.
Yeah, it's true. Well, you know, on a typical day, I'd be in my second floor office. I'd get there around 7:30. I wouldn't leave until the end of the day because I've gotten into this practice of just working all throughout the day. I mistakenly gave up on my lunchtime runs. It's been bad for me in many ways. Getting outside is a great thing, getting that fresh air, getting some sunshine. It's good for you in good times and bad. And so I think this situation we're going through right now has reminded me of the importance of taking a break, of taking those lunch times, taking those breaks here and there, because working from home, I am 6 feet away from the door. And in between different things, talking to folks like you and doing other work, I've been going outside on the porch and just kind of taking in the air just for a couple minutes. That two-minute break of being on the front porch has made this experience tolerable. And I still can't wait to get back in the office with my colleagues, but at least that has helped. And I think that's a great example of what we can all do this weekend. Maybe we can't travel very far because, literally, if you need a car, it's probably too far. But you can get into your local park, socially distance, do some hiking and walking, be with the people in your household in a different way. Might be a little tired of each other right now, but, you know, fire up that grill and get outside and just breathe in that fresh air. It'll change your perspective on things.
Absolutely. I'm looking forward to all that. You mentioned, Dave, Mackinac Island, and I wanted to bring that up again just because if somebody is going up north this weekend saying, hey, let's make a little day trip over to the island, they're not quite ready for visitors yet, as I understand it. Is that right?
No, not at all. And it's very important that people realize that. You know, they can't wait for you to visit at the right time. But I think the date of, you know, quote unquote, opening the island will be around June 21st, something like that. That's about the time I'm heading up there. And you never know, that might have to be extended. But right now, the hotels just aren't really open for visitors. The ferry operations aren't opening for visitors. That's going to happen very soon, but not yet. So, you know, call right now. Go to the websites. Michigan.org is a great way to get to all that Mackinac Island information as well. And then make a booking. And they'll tell you when they're going to be opening up. But it's just like so many other places. You know, this order to open up northern Michigan to retail and restaurants, that's good news. But we're not supposed to be traveling from downstate up north yet. The opening up is really for the local residents, so they can get everything figured out. And you're going to find communities all around the state will be setting up the guidelines, expectations for both residents and travelers. You'll start to see that posted in a variety of ways. It'll be a community pledge that when the community is ready to welcome you, they're going to do all they can to make it a safe, comfortable, clean experience. And they're going to expect the same thing from you as a traveler. When you go inside, you're going to be expected to wear a face mask, and you're going to be expected to stay with your party and socially distance and all that. And when you're outside, social distancing is going to be the norm for a while. That's going to be really important that we do this right, because we can't afford to go backwards. It's going to be really important. So the thing that we need to realize is this will be a temporary inconvenience. This isn't going to be forever, and we can get through this thing if we work together. It's why we've been saying recently, we are a people of two peninsulas, but we're one pure Michigan. If we can hang together to keep each other safe a little while longer, we'll get through this thing all that much faster.
Well said, Dave. We appreciate it. Thanks so much for joining us. Enjoy your pure Michigan 3-day weekend. I hope we get a chance to talk again soon.
Yeah, I really will. Same to you, Paul, and same to all your audience. Hey, everybody, handcuff. We'll get there.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.